Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, we are live out here at the Texans draft party. The traffic's picking up a little bit. Bars are set up. All the different booths are set up alongside of where we're at right now. Things are rocking and rolling. Got a little cloud cover still. Y'all come on out. Look, we are 59 runs on one side of the George R. Brown Convention Center. We're exactly on the other side. Right, I don't even know what, I don't remember what the hell it's called over here, to be honest with you, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I just can't pronounce it.
We are right in the center of things, and literally we're on the sidewalk of George R. Brown Convention Center. And it is a big party fix to go down. Y'all come by and hang out with us. We're going to watch the second round. The Texans got a 2 second-round picks. They got a third-round pick, and they got 2 fourth-round picks. And so they got a little work to do. Today and this weekend, and we'll get this thing started off right here tonight with the Texans. Ron Hughley and I rocking and rolling right now, along with T-Mill back at the house, and Johnny Harris, Mark Vandermeer. Who else is running? Is Andre Ware coming out here with him?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Andre Ware coming out there with him, and T-Mill will be on the ones and twos, obviously, for that draft coverage. It ain't no time to leave your best at home when you got draft coverage going on, so T-Mill's having a work double.
Matthew McConaughey will also be here for Texans draft coverage.
What are you talking? What are we doing?
All right, all right, all right.
Surprise guest.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
I mean, what the hell? Where the hell did that come from?
That was weird.
Just see Clint. He got excited.
Where'd you pull that? Oh, I like Matthew. Okay, I got it.
Clint's going to stick around.
Well,
Denzel Washington will also be a part of the.
I'm damn sure sticking around. I may fangirl a bit, but.
I'll be here with Mark and John.
Oh, if Denzel today's, was there, I wouldn't be working tonight, boys. I'd be on my way there.
Today's the second round of the draft.
Really?
And the first round happened last night, boys. And I'm going to tell you, did y'all watch it from jump?
Absolutely.
Tyler, did you see the – I know you were working. Did you watch it from jump?
Yes.
It's time, man. It's time that the NFL makes a move.
What?
Last night
was fantastic.
No, Ron, don't do it. They have got to stop leading with Roger Goodell.
Oh,
wow, dude.
Roger Goodell had Eminem standing, one of the best ever, standing next to him.
Shout out to Marshall Mathers.
And all you remember is that, one, how awkward it is, and the boos that came for Roger Goodell. It's an immediate buzzkill. It's an immediate buzzkill. I mean, the dude is, I mean, he's a dud from jump. Like I said, like Eminem can't even make that sucker cool. I mean, the options are endless as well. Could you imagine if Eminem would have came out and just one song dropped something and just went at it to open that whole thing up?
But Roger has to come out.
Roger doesn't have to come out and welcome everybody. I get it. He's the commissioner. He's got to come out and he's got to announce. He's got to say hello and he's got to announce all things. I got it. I get that. But this dead open of everything silent, he walks his ass out there with Eminem and everybody boos him. That's bad TV, man. That is an absolute buzzkill. I can't be any more serious about it. It's an absolute buzzkill. They got to make a move. They got to make a move.
Is it the booing that gets you?
It's the whole thing. His personality is awful. It is terrible for TV. Booing him and interrupting. I mean, Eminem's trying to talk for 10 seconds, and you can't hear because they're booing the hell out of him.
Maybe they need to stop booing. Maybe the fans.
That's not going to happen.
Like
the disciplinarian of the NFL is going to get booed every time he walks on the stage. That's not a. You can walk his ass out there and let the boos happen. But how about when the TV comes and we open this thing up? There's something going on that we can all get. Did you see the Detroit Lions they brought there? They had all the current guys. They brought Barry Sanders' ass out there. They brought Calvin Johnson out there.
Was Herman Moore out there?
I don't know. I didn't see Herman. No, I didn't see him. Now you're just trying to show off that you may know a couple of them.
Was Lomas Brown out there?
No.
Jerry Ball?
I mean, they brought them dudes out there. I mean, the potential is through the roof.
He's
got to
be out there, man.
No, he doesn't.
Text line, I agree. Eminem should have done an opening before Roger walked out, then can feed the booth.
What was the point of Eminem being there from it anyway?
Why are they booing? That's Detroit idiotic fans. Okay, they're stupid. All right, that's Eminem or Roger. You gonna boo Roger so you can't hear Eminem? Your hometown guy.
I mean, you're not. You can't be serious right now. You're gonna sit here and try to.
I don't watch it and think, God, they have got to get Roger Goodell out of here. I don't.
Boy, you're critical of everything else, but you don't watch.
You don't watch
the draft.
Don't feed
and go, boy,
that
was kind of a buzzkill.
I'm not critical of everything else. You're critical.
I'm sitting.
You're
there,
doing it.
I admittedly, I'm critical. I'm sitting there with my feet up, and I'm like, hell yeah, let's settle in with this draft. Texas don't even have a pick, but I'm ready, baby. I'm ready. Let's watch this right here. Oh, but they got Eminem out there. Let's see what happens. Roger walks his ass out there, gets booed, just all on pointless. Welcome to the 2024 NFL draft. Man, get your
they
ass
were gonna,
off.
They were about to boo the Make-A-Wish kid until they found out he had a lung issue.
Great point. They were booing Roger, and it could have rubbed off on the Make-A-Wish kid. That's a good point.
It's ridiculous.
They got to do away with Roger Goodell. They got to figure out a way. It's the NFL. This is one of the biggest nights of the year for them. I wonder what the eyeballs were that are on that draft. Oh, you think it's as big as I think it is?
Great. Oh, amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
You think it's a big number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this thing is that what they've done now and moving it from place to place now, the visuals and everything. Yeah, I think it's usually been a big number, but definitely now.
They got to get that figured out. Roger Goodell, your ass got to go. I'm sure you do a great job. They continue to pay you millions and millions of dollars every year. But opening up one of the biggest nights of the year on TV, you ain't it. You ain't got the personality. You got to go.
Just keep firing at it, Roger. They'll stop.
No, they ain't. It gets worse as the damn draft goes along. We were there last year hearing
it. Will they boo Troy Vincent? Do they boo Troy Vincent?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Because tonight's Troy Vincent night.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it goes to Troy now.
Well, Roger Goodell had back surgery 3 weeks ago, so I was waiting for one of them.
Oh, my God. J.C. Latham did. Almost probably tore him up.
I was waiting for somebody to yank his ass up and throw him into a
pretzel. Don't be trippy out. Roger, you would think Roger has developed, like, years of relationships with these kids, the way that they come and embrace him. And
yeah,
talk
right.
Him.
Yeah, it's that's another part of it that bothers me, to be completely honest with you. Like, he's embracing these kids like he's raised them or something. I'm like,
they really,
get the hell out of the way.
But they do it, too. J.C. Latham picked his ass up.
Him and Will Anderson Jr., if I remember right, they had a pretty intense embrace.
Yeah, they kissed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, he does it with everybody.
He's with you this segment. Jeez.
Sorry. Houston's finest, man. Appreciate what you do, my brother.
Let him in a
appreciate what you do, man.
There you go.
Thank you very much,
there you
man.
Go.
We appreciate
there you
it.
Go.
But the first,
I need that boa right there.
The first round went down last night, and here's what made me check up. Ron, I don't know if every draft is – is this interesting in the sense of makes you check up? But six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks. Michael Penix Jr. goes to Atlanta, who just paid Kirk Cousins $180 million. 90 of it was guaranteed. As we discussed yesterday, Ron, I thought there was a chance six could go. I had no idea. Never in a million years did I think that they would go.
I didn't
think
that many
would
go. I didn't think all six would go.
Yeah. That's what about Michael Penix Jr. to Atlanta?
That was the most surprising thing. Right? I didn't think teams were going to. I didn't think they were gonna pull the trigger. It was all you kept hearing was the injury thing. Was such a big deal, even though the last 2 years he played every game. But the injury thing was such a big deal, and it just seemed to be something that was off that they did not, most scouts did not really like about him. And I didn't think that – I thought there was a chance he could go late in the first round, but I thought he was going to be a second-round pick. And I was surprised. But you're right, man. This 2 years in a row, you called your shot.
Well, Ron, I thought he was the third – potentially the third best quarterback in his draft. I figured they'd hold the injuries against him, and I figured he'd end up being the steal because I thought he could potentially slide. And at the end of the day, he ends up being a steal because a team that has a quarterback already took him, and he's going to sit the bench for a couple of years, I would imagine. You mentioned these other two teams, Ron, and I completely disagree. What in the hell are the Buffalo Bills doing? The Buffalo Bills are, and I know some people that study these rosters and these depth charts may throw a couple of other teams out there, and rightfully so. They have one of, if not the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. And the Buffalo Bills, they trade their first round pick to the Kansas City Chiefs and let them take Xavier Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn around. I'm sorry, before that, Pearsall's taken by the San Francisco 49ers. So they missed out on him as well. And then they trade the last pick, Carolina. And Carolina moves up and takes our guy Leggett out of South Carolina. The countryest accent I've ever heard in my life.
Ocho loves him. Our listener Ocho is a huge fan of him.
Absolutely. Literally, the Buffalo Bills, with one of, if not the worst wide receiver room in the game, traded their picks, not only to Kansas City, the team that they can't get beyond, that's kept them from being in AFC championships and kept them from being in Super Bowls, and let them take a wide receiver, but then they let three receivers come off the board with moves that they've made in the last handful of picks. I have no idea what the hell Buffalo's up to.
Yeah, I actually like what they're doing. Like, if you were to ask me, when you look at those guys, like, do you think there is a huge gap between Xavier Worthy? Now, they're different guys. Xavier Worthy, Leggett from South Carolina, and what's the kid's name?
Pearsall
from Florida. And then Adnan Menchel, who is right there. Who's right there for them. Because they moved one spot down and got another pick. They got a third-round pick as well from the Chiefs to move out of that pick. And to me, if they're hunting for a receiver, I think Mitchell – like, for me, as somebody – I wanted the Chiefs to draft Mitchell over Worthy. I think there is more of an upside and there's more things that kid could do.
Well, yeah, but Ron, you're evaluating what happened. When they're making these moves, they don't know – I mean, you're passing on an opportunity. Like, you're choosing to let three receive potentially more, but only three went off the board.
Yeah, but if they sit there and said, like, we've got these three or four receivers that we're looking at, and we are good with any of them, right? That, like, we have all four of them at the same area.
I mean, look, with their receiver room, you are correct.
Right, I'm just saying, they could be right with any play style. Yeah, if we have all four of these guys in the same, right at the same area, now you're telling me I could add a third-round pick, and you remember we've unloaded a center. We've unloaded both of our safeties. We've unloaded Treverius White. We're trying to build up our roster some more, and then you just get it down, and you move back a spot. I think they got a fourth-round pick for moving down a spot with Carolina. To get their receiver, and they still have him, Ladd McConkey, who we know a guy like John Harris loves. There are still receivers there. I think they go Mitchell right here at 33, and if they go Mitchell right here, big body, good hands, probably better than a guy like Worthy for them with Josh. I understand them trying to get more picks to get them.
So I agree with your point of if it ends up being him, then Mitchell or Coleman, to be completely honest. I mean,
if they don't go receiver at 33 and they go somewhere else, then I don't know.
Right.
But if you really bank on how deep this draft is at receiver, as many have talked about it, and you have them that close, and you're like, I'm gonna get one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as void of wide receivers as they are, that as empty as that room is right now for them, I guess I could see where several different play styles would fit what they do, and so there's no need to.
If you were Josh, wouldn't you want a bigger, like, would you like a bigger body? And like you said, man, they can really grab anybody type right now. And they got Curtis Samuel.
Yeah,
they got the kid they loved last year.
They've got an idea of who they want and who they like, and not just, well, we'll take whatever we can get kind of deal. I think they'd be a little more choosy, but we'll see. What'd you think about the Cowboys? That was an interesting pick to me as well. I mean, only because the Cowboys need plug-and-play offensive linemen right now, and it seems like, based on everything I'm hearing, is
Guyton's more of a project.
Guyton's more of a developmental guy that'll be a great play in the future, but may not help immediately.
Yeah, I think they wanted tackle. You know, they lost Smith, and, you know, a lot of the guys that are in that were left after some of the top tackles went off the board, especially after Mims went off the board at I believe 18 or 19 with the Bengals. That was probably the last guy that you could look at and say, I feel like I can plug and play him. And so they went and got a tackle that, you know, that has a lot of talent, very athletic, like they want, can move, and potentially maybe he's not ready immediately, but somebody they can get down. The Cowboy thing is interesting to me. That, listen, the Cowboys choke in the playoffs. They have done that here recently. But the Cowboys have been one of the best teams in the NFL in terms of putting together a roster. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of things that people get on the Cowboys about is them just being so, you know, they want all the bells and whistles and glamorous and give me all the fun toys. And now they're operating with a little bit of, like, hold on, let's chill. Let's chill. Let's add the meat. Let's add the offensive line. And they have been really – like, Jerry's nuts. Now, there's a lot of things I don't trust Jerry with. Like, I wouldn't love Jerry speaking to the media every week if I was a part of the Cowboys.
There it was. Glory hole.
You cannot argue with the fact they have put together –
I think Cal should do the same and speak with us
every week. I would love it. Yeah. I'd love for Hannah and McCall to speak every week. But you can't argue that the Cowboys have put together for the last decade. Yep. They've made some of the best decisions in the draft. So I'm surprised that people are coming down really hard on the Cowboys and what they're doing.
That's the first round in a nutshell for me. 6 quarterbacks and 12 picks. Michael Penix Jr. to Atlanta is the one that stood out there. What the hell is Buffalo doing? What the hell is Dallas doing? And last but not least, San Francisco goes wide receiver. So Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk are rumored to be on the trade block. That's going to be an interesting situation here for day two of the draft,
right? Yeah, it is. All right, coming up, let's look at the Texans here as they get ready for day two. I think the board came together extremely well for the Texans, and now, according to Clint, he thinks this thing is even better than he anticipated before yesterday's first round completed. It's even better. We'll discuss and what we're talking about that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texans draft party outside George R. Brown Convention Center. It's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As business is starting to pick up and the crowd is too out here as we are live here downtown.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right outside of the George R. Brown Convention Center as it is going down out here. We got people, all the new gear coming up. I see you out here, all the new gear coming up. And people are rocking and rolling, and it's going to get crowded around here as people are ready to see what the Houston Texans do coming up here in the second and third round, as it is a big night tonight, and they got it set up big time here as well. It's going to be drinks. It's going to be food. It's going to be good times. I hear the band rolling already. I hear
that Big Nick energy.
That Big Nick. Is that your favorite drop, Tyler?
You really right now? This. Absolutely.
Really.
I love
into
it about
that.
As much as you do like bringing up just random phrases, you know?
It's not random phrases. I'm just telling you, maybe I got some wrong information. I thought I saw that Matthew McConaughey was going to be here, and I missed that. Messed that up there. Just a tick. But no, it's going to be good times. There you go. There's my man right there. That's this guy right there. You want to know whiskey? There it is right there. You want to know bourbon? There's my man's right there. But, all right, Clint, tonight, man. Oh, no. Don't you quit playing with him. Oh, my goodness alive. Look at the Lord work. Look at the Lord work at all times, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
The Lord's work.
Come on. He knew it, man. The Lord knew I needed this. I know it. Didn't. Show the people. There it is right there. Let me pull that off there. All right, Courtney, you ain't going to drink all of it this time,
that's
baby.
That's going to get me jumped when I leave here.
Yeah, that's a good time right there. I like to get jumped. My man, he always take care of us, right? You had the whiskey, that cider last time.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, man. Good times. I got to talk to my man after this. I bought a real nice bottle not too long ago. I'm going to see his thoughts on it. But no, man, tonight, man. They got 2 second-round picks. And I think after day one, the thing that jumped out to me, Clint, is the way this board fell for them and the way the draft went for them, Clint, there's no way to me that they don't come away with at least 2 players that are not just, hey, man, let's hope by the middle of the season that they are helping the team. I'm not saying they're going to be straight-up starters right off the bat, but there are players that I think are going to be on the field at Arrowhead Thursday when they open up the season in Kansas City. I'm just calling it. When they open up the season, I think there are guys that are going to be there week one, a part of the rotation, getting real reps and game time action to help this team. They have that chance because of the guys that are left there on the draft board. There are a lot of guys, Clint, here that were thought to be in the first round that are still there for the Texans, and they got a lot of ammo. They got 2 fourth-round picks, a third-round pick, 2 seconds to go and do whatever they need to get any player that they need, Clint. This could not have fallen any better for them in terms of trying to get guys to help.
Well, look, I don't know that second-round pick tonight. I don't know what that one ends up looking like, Ron, but I feel like that first second-round pick has got a chance to be significantly better than I thought. When you look at the draft, 6 quarterbacks going in the top 12, 6 quarterbacks going in the first round, 13 or 14 straight offensive players. I think it pushed some of the defensive guys down the draft a little bit. And I believe that there's going to be somebody available there at 43 for the Texans in a big way, man. Whether you're talking about, there's a couple of different defensive tackles that are still up there. There's a couple of different corners that are still up there that I just didn't think were going to be available at this point in time. And I don't know if they last to 43, but I think there's a chance the Texans either last to 42. I'm sorry. There's a chance they either get to 42 or the Texans have the ability to move up a bit and get a guy that yesterday I was talking about rotational guys. Best case scenario, I think you get – as you mentioned, Big Newton kid out of Illinois, that's a plug-and-play starter. I think Cooper DeJean, the kid out of Iowa, I think that's a plug-and-play, if not a starter, a heavy rotational guy at several different positions, anywhere from safety to nickel defender to corner. So there's some guys out there that could be immediate starters and immediate big-time contributors for the Texans.
Yeah, and the Newton, like Clint, I just never thought that Newton would be on the board for them in the second round. I thought if they were going to go try to get Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle out of Illinois, Clint, a guy that seems to fit closer to the build of the interior guys that DeMeco likes to have in his defensive system. That seems to be closer to what he likes I thought they would have to move into the first round to get him, right? There was a thought that there would be two first-round D tackles, and then maybe the kid out of Florida State could go in the second round. And with everything that happened with the quarterbacks and the offensive linemen that went into the first round, there was only one defensive tackle to go into that first round, and that was Murphy out of Texas. And he went in at 16, which some people thought he was going to go in the top 10. That is a kid to me. When you talked about so much about the front seven and the guys up front, and that seems like that was the only space that they didn't really hit. And I'm not saying that Johnny Newton would come in and immediately impact this team, you know, as a starter or anything like that. But you made the mention in a similar fashion, maybe not as good, but in a similar fashion of what Will Anderson did, where it seemed to click the second half of the season to see the impact that he could make. I think a guy like Johnny Newton could do that for them. That's the one that really jumps out to me, because like you said, there were guys that you didn't think would be there. He is one that jumps out to me that I never thought was going to be there in the second round for them.
Yeah, if the key is, I don't know if he's going to be there at 42.
Yeah, I know he's not. I know he's not going in the first one. I know Buffalo's not taking him.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens after that.
Well, but I think some of the guys that we're talking about, Ron, because I heard the In the Loop guys talking, and I agree to a certain extent. But there's some of that best player available is going to come up around as well. Because you can argue that a slew of these teams that pick before the Texans in the second round are going to go wide receiver. They're wide receiver needy football teams, but. When you're talking about guys like Newton, when you're talking about guys like DeJean, when you're talking about guys like Kool-Aid McKinstry, you got to really like that wide receiver you're looking at if you're going to take them over some of these guys. So,
Max Melton. We hadn't talked about the Cooper kid out of A&M.
Yep.
The linebackers there that could be there as well. So, and all of those guys that we just named, the ones you quickly just ran through as well, those to me are all guys – that would be impact players immediately. Not, I'm not saying starters or not anything like straight up the bat, not like, you know, Stingley or Will Anderson, but guys that are going to be contributors that aren't just special teamers, that's how they're going to get on the field, the guys that are going to play. And when you think about this is a team that has expectations, that's big that you could potentially do that. And that's why I say they could get two of those players because of the ammo they have. They can move up with either one of their picks with what they have if they want to. So this has a chance to be a really, really big night in terms of guys that are adding to the team immediately for this team. All right, man, we got to get into the shock of the night. The shock of the night. Listen, I think a lot of people are looking at the Atlanta Falcons like they're crazy, Clint. But, man, I think I completely, completely understand exactly what they did in drafting Michael Penix Jr. I don't know if it's going to work, but I completely 100% support exactly their idea of what they did. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texans draft party outside George R. Brown Convention Center. It's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. It is starting to pick up, man. We're nearing 5 o'clock and people are down here, and the Houston. I love it, man. I love seeing this fan base and the people here happy, feeling good, and ignoring what is happening at Minute Maid, but really, really getting into this and getting excited. I love seeing this. People are amped. You could tell people who generally. You got hardcore fans out here, Clinton. You got people who don't really give a damn, but just like enjoying themselves.
Just want to get out and be seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and be seen and have themselves a good time. And it's happening, man. You can see people are really getting excited about what's going to be a pretty big night here and a big party right here downtown, right in front of the George R. Brown Convention Center. That's where we are set up, and that's where this draft party will be. Tonight, Clint. Real quick, by the way, you fellas, you know I turn 40 next week.
40?
I definitely did not realize.
40.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh man, what day is it? Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Next Sunday, I got to throw all my drawers
40.
Away.
40.
You got to throw all your drawers away. Why?
Yeah, 40. You throw all your underwear away.
Clearly,
and
I did.
Get new ones.
Oh boy, it's cause that's going to cost you $10. It's $10, $12?
Probably $40. I'm going to probably get.
I'm buying you underwear for your birthday.
No, I can get 40. I can get,
I'm buying you good quality, high quality underwear for your birthday.
I can get 20 pair for 40, you're going, 40 you're gonna, 42 bucks.
You're going to thank me.
No.
Dude, you're I really didn't realize me. You were
your
turning 4-0.
Your wife, Courtney's going to take note. Next thing, one thing's going to lead to another. She's going to constantly compliment them draws, and you're going to come back and be like, hey, Dirty, he's right, man. He's right, man. Upgrading and getting out of them old $2 draws, man, did me some good.
They're not $2 draws. They're good. All right, I'm going to give me some new draws.
You're going to be the first man I've ever bought underwear for his birthday.
You're not buying me. I'm not accepting it. I'm not going to accept it.
Yes, you will. I know you.
No. But I'm going to New York.
When are you going to New York?
Going to New York.
Jealous.
Next Wednesday. Be out. Going to next Thursday, excuse me.
Your birthday's not till Sunday. What are you leaving Thursday for?
Leaving Thursday. Go out there. Have us a good time. Come back Tuesday.
You leaving the kids here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, baby.
That was nice. Just you and Court going out, huh?
Court. I got a couple friend couples.
Okay.
Riding too. You know, I would have invited you and Tyler, but you all have to work. So,
yeah, we got work to do.
Yeah,
man.
We can't all bounce. But no, man, it's going to be a good time.
Tyler's like, hell, I can't.
Tyler's like, I still got time. But here, let me ask you all this, though. So I'm going to a Yankee game. By the way, I've never been to New York. This is going to be a first time for me.
Okay.
By the way, I ran into Patrick Creighton in the hallway, host of Area 45. And I'm telling you, Patrick tried to plan my whole trip.
Ron Hewley.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a New Yorker. He had me ready, man. I mean, from nightclubs, from different areas. He told me where not to be late. He told me about an Italian restaurant.
PC don't strike me as the guy that has the nightclubs.
He used DJ.
Oh, really?
Now, I will say three of the spots he told me about, Tyler, are closed down. But
he's been out of NYC for a while now.
There's a place I used to spin. He didn't say spin, but I used to DJ there. But now it's closed down.
Boy,
but
now, but it'd be so much better if he would have said spin, though.
Wouldn't it be so spin? But no, man, I'm going to Dodgers Yankees. I mean, I'm sorry, Tigers Yankees. I am really concerned about this. Like, what do I wear?
It's a good question.
What I hate is, we'll do this. We'll go to NRG or we'll go to Minute Maid, and you'll see somebody in just an Arizona Diamondbacks jersey. Or you'll see somebody at the Texans Jags game in a Bears jersey. I hate that, but I'm not gonna wear any. I'm not gonna wear Yankees or Tigers gear. Like what do you get? I feel weird if I go wear a Royals hat or any like what?
No.
Just no hat, just blank.
You got that KC Negro Leagues.
Ooh, that's
hat.
A good. Yeah, I got a couple of Negro League hats. Yeah, that's strong.
Take them both. You can alternate them joints.
That is. I'm not going to. Oh, in game, alternate them in game.
No, that'd be a tough.
That'd be a little
move,
much,
but it'd be a bit much. But yeah, I mean that way. Look, I mean you're not going to offend anybody.
Someone said wear a Royals shirt or an Astros shirt. I don't like to. That feels weird to me when you just wear something that ain't involved in the game.
I agree.
Unless it's like a rival and you're being an ass.
Well, the thought of you potentially being perceived as an ass is the reason why you don't do it. I mean, unless it's what you're looking for.
Like I could see Tyler going to a Rangers game and just wearing Astros gear anyway.
Oh, there's no question.
Or a Dodgers or a Yankees game and just wearing Astros stuff anyway.
Dodgers game 2 years ago and wore an Astros polo.
But there's nothing with the Tigers and the Yankees for me. But I like that, man. The Negro Leagues hats I have, that's the move right there. That's the move right there.
I think that's your safest bet. It's you. And I think that's it.
Because nobody's going to say anything to me about that.
Well, no, I don't think you're trying.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just having a good time, baby. All right, I got that. Good, man. Yeah, there you go. Somebody said, pull a Rob Lowe and just wear the MLB cap.
The MLB? That'd be nice.
No, it wouldn't. Stop.
I wish I had one of those.
No. So lame.
I wish I had the NFL shield on my on a hat, too.
Landry has one of them. That.
I wish I don't. One. I wish I did.
You wish you did?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, that shock of the move last night, some people are killing the Falcons about that. I completely understand it. I think you treat that position completely differently than anything else. If there is a quarterback that you fall in love with, Clint, and unless you have Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or C.J. Stroud or Joe Burrow on your team, hell, if I was in Green Bay and there was a quarterback I fell in love with that I thought was going to be the next Brett Favre or the next Aaron Rodgers or whatever, I'm going to get him. If they met with Michael Penix Jr., Clint, and they said, man, this dude is everything we're looking for. This dude is everything we're looking for in a quarterback. There is no way 35-year-old Kirk Cousins is going to stop me. Now, listen, it's not ideal to pay somebody $100 million guaranteed and then draft somebody at their position, but I can completely understand the Falcons thinking of why they could not. They felt like they could not pass up on what they believe could be a special player at that position.
Look, I don't have a problem with what the Falcons did one bit. I mean, I think they've already spent enough time justifying the move. I mean, that quarterback room is solidified for the next 5 years. I think when you look at young quarterbacks being forced to play early versus having the opportunity to sit for 2 years and learn how to be a pro, if you could draw it up, you would rather that guy sit for 2 years, learn how to be a pro. And it, really, let's be honest, if you could draw it up, you'd like for it to happen the way it did in Houston with C.J. Stroud one of the best quarterbacks. But let's not – and we're spoiled here because we
– If you could really draw it up, you'd like it to happen like it did with the Bears, and you'd be able to
– Right. Well, look, there's a lot more – when you're talking about early drafted quarterbacks like that, there's a lot more that turn out like Bryce Young last year than C.J. Stroud. And so when you look at it, the reality is – it's hard for young quarterbacks to play right away. Even if you do have a supporting cast that gets it, that's really good. So I have no problem with a team that's guaranteed $90 million to a veteran quarterback, which in today's market is 2 years at 45 apiece ultimately. She's guaranteed $90 million. It's a four-year deal, but in reality it's a two-year deal because of the guaranteed money. And you draft your guy, if he's ready in 2 years, you part ways with the $45, $50 million quarterback, and you go the route of you have 3 years of cheap quarterback play. Yeah, I think you made the best point.
And it's not like, Clint, when the 2 years is over, that you're necessarily taking a step back when Penix Jr. is ready to play.
Right.
He'll be in your system, and he is more talented than Kirk. He may not be ready, but he is more talented than Kirk. I watched this in Kansas City. They had Alex Smith there, and he was more ready than Mahomes. But then they moved on from him, and Clint, they were better. You know, they were better the next year. Like, you knew there was a ceiling with him, just like I think you know there's a ceiling with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Well, I think the point you made a little earlier, maybe it was yesterday. That wasn't yesterday because they didn't draft you. That'd be earlier. No,
I didn't. I didn't sense that was going to happen.
Didn't sense that was coming. But the thought of, like, when you paid Kirk Cousins, like, you are not going to be in a position to draft in the top 10. At least you hope like hell you're not. You're not going to be in a position to draft in the top 10 again moving forward for the foreseeable future.
Yes.
Right. And so
Kirk Cousins, you're not going
to
mean the.
You're gonna have to trade big time draft capital in order to get back up there and draft your quarterback that's going to follow up Kirk Cousins. Now you got your quarterback and you happen to have a top 10 and a guy that I think he was at the very worst the second best quarterback in terms of transitioning to the league.
And that's what they had on their board. They only had Caleb Williams as rated higher than him at the quarterback position.
Right. Right. And so look, you got the opportunity. You're probably not going to be in that position again, so it would cost you a ton of draft capital to move up and draft your next guy. So drafting him right now at 8, I don't have a problem at all with, especially given it's a defensive-minded head coach. If anybody's aware of their inability or lack of pass rush right now, it's the head coach. And clearly he signed off on drafting the quarterback. So, I have no problem with that draft pick at all.
From the text line, y'all are wrong. Atlanta front office committed a huge business no-no. $100 million, then drafting a 24-year-old quarterback. If I owned the team, I'd fire them all. No, I just disagree with you. It may not work. It may not work. But I'm telling you, person who texted in,
if you were one of those people evaluating him,
right,
and you worked him out and you sat down with him and you fell and you looked at him and you felt like you met whatever it was that Nick and DeMeco did when they met C.J. Stroud and when they worked out C.J. Stroud, you mean to tell me you would have said to yourself, don't draft C.J. Stroud because you got 35-year-old Kirk Cousins that you paid $100 million to? No. No, that would be moronic to me. If it's at that position, it's different. At that position, it's different. And you're saying, hey, man, we got a guy we could sit for a couple of years, year and a half, 2 years, and have this team winning and then have him step right in. Like we've seen it happen with Jordan Love. Like we've seen it happen with Mahomes. We've seen it happen many a times in the NFL. If you fall in love with a quarterback and you think that this quarterback has a chance to be special, you cannot pass him over because you have signed Kirk Cousins. He's 35 coming off of a – now, it's not ideal. And, damn it, yes, if I were in Atlanta, if I were Arthur Blank, I would say, boy, I sure wish you could have waited and stayed right here. But – I would rather them draft the kid who they think is special, and I have him, and I deal with it.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're living.
Now, he may not be.
We're living in a day where everybody drafted. You draft in the top 10, you got to play him immediately, man. That's just not always the case. Again, we're spoiled here because it worked with C.J. Stroud. It worked like a charm here with C.J. Stroud, but more times than not, it doesn't work that way. And so, this is to me, it's if I'm in Atlanta, man, I'm stoked about the fact that my quarterback position right now is in a really, really, really good spot for the foreseeable future. And you should be able to withstand an injury and still have a high level of quarterback play. The future should be extremely bright. When the guy does play, he's going to know the system. You should have a better supporting cast around him when he does have to play. So I'm 100% A-OK with what Atlanta did.
Yeah, Texter, CJ's not 24. Okay, he was 21 and was drafted. All right. Okay, 21, 24. Okay. Fine.
I mean, yeah. You just gave $200 million to a 35-year-old. Who gives a rip if somebody's 24?
It doesn't do it. It doesn't mean anything to me. All right, NFL draft continues. We'll get you ready for where the Texans are, as well as a couple of big deals the last 2 days that happened in the NFL that could affect your Houston Texans. We'll dive into that coming up next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.